是的，到底是什么会使地上的偶像失去他那美丽的模样？
So what has stripped the seeming beauty from the idols of the earth?
这首诗歌讲到说，并不是灰心、失望或劝勉。
Not a sense of right or duty.
乃是无价至宝的一线。
But the sight of peerless worth.
乃是无价至宝的一线。
But the sight of peerless worth.
那么自然，当无价至宝显现在我们的里面。
And when the priceless treasure appeared in front of us.
所有外面的偶像，里面的偶像都失去了颜色。
It will be the most natural thing that caused all the other things lose its color.
曾经有一个图画。
There was this picture.
画到一个小孩子
in the picture was this child,
在一个房间的里面
in a room,
地上呢满的都是他的玩具
and the floor were covered with his own toys.
但是这个小孩的眼睛呢他注视着在窗户上有一只鸽子
However, this child fixed his eyes on this little dove outside the window.
原本有这么多玩具都是最吸引他的
He has sold all these toys with which he can play with and have drawn his attention before.
但是那一天他的眼睛只是注视着那个窗台上那只鸽子
But that day, his attention was focusing on this little dove on the field of his window.
都没有再注意地上这么多好玩的玩具。
He totally ignored the toys he had on the floor.
弟兄姊妹，真的是无价至宝的一线。
Because it only takes the treasure to appear.
会夺我们的心。
To seize our hearts.
我们早上一起来读一节的读一几处的圣经。
This morning I'd like to read with you a passage.
我们先读四世纪第六章第一节。
First of all, let's turn to the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 1.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。这个四世纪到了第六章，一开始就讲到说，以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
In the beginning of this chapter 6, it talks about again the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
四世纪有好几次的循环。
And you can see many cycles repeat itself in the book of Judges.
我们看见每一次他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Every time when Israelites did something that's evil in the eyes of the Lord.
然后他们就受到仇敌的欺压。
They will be pressing by their enemies.
然后他们向神呼求祷告。
And then what we'll do, they will do is to cry out to the Lord and pray.
然后看见神就差遣士师来拯救他的百姓。
And then what God would do is to send judges to deliver his own people.
然后他们脱离仇敌的手。
And once they're out of the hands of the enemies,
结果呢
what happened?
他们又行耶和华眼中看为恶。
They will again do the evil things in the eyes of the Lord.
看见以色列百姓他们经历到神用大能的手把他们从埃及领出来。
We saw how these Israelites were brought out by God's mighty hand out of Egypt.
他们也经过了旷野四十年。
And they went through those 40 years in the wilderness.
我们也看见说那上一代那个不幸的他们都倒闭在旷野的里面。
The whole older generation that did not believe that God could do it has fell and died in the wilderness.
但是这新的一代被带到了迦南美地。
It is the new generation that been brought into the promised land of Canaan.
迦南美地说到基督的丰满。
And that promised land of Canaan represents the fullness in Christ.
那乃是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
And that is a land filled with honey and milk.
神要以色列的百姓进到迦南地去享受他一切的丰富。
And God'sintent is to bring Israelites into their promised land so that they can enjoy all the fullness in Christ.
但是何等的可惜。
But unfortunately,
我们看见这些以色列的百姓。
We saw what happened to Israelites.
到了迦南地以后。
Once they got into that promised land.
结果他们去拜这些迦南地的偶像。
They start worshipping idols of that land.
因为他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Therefore, again, here says,The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
到了四世纪第六章，特别就讲到米甸人压制以色列人。
And then for 7 years, God gave them into the hands of the Midianites.
每一次他们撒种之后。
And every time when they sow seed.
那这些米甸人、亚玛利人、东方人上来攻打他们。
And all these Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples will invade the country.
对着他们安营破坏他们的土产。
What did the enemies do is they were camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way.
所以以色列民在当时候他们是非常非常的凄惨。
Therefore, the condition of Israelites were so miserable at that time.
他们向神祷告。
So they cried out to God and prayed.
啊，他们的苦情神又听见了。
And God heard their misery.
神在那里要拣选一个器皿。
Therefore, God was looking for a vessel that He could use.
我们知道这个器皿，它的名字叫做基甸。
We all knew this time this vessel's name is Gideon.
神告诉他说，大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。
When God appeared to him, He said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
神称他是大能的勇士。
God called Gideon, "He's a mighty warrior."
我想基甸他的反应。真的是讲到说他不过是那么的微小。
And we all knew the reaction of Gideon because he felt that he was the least among all people.
但是在神的眼中呢，说他是大能的勇士。
However, in the eyes of God, he was that mighty warrior.
那时候米甸人他们真的是非常非常的多。
And at the time, the number of Midianites were tremendous.
圣经上讲到说他们的骆驼啊，这多呢像海边的沙一样。
And when Bible describes how many there are, it said even the number of their camels were countless as many as the sand on the seashore.
可是神言神就是拣选基甸这么一个人。
But God only chose one vessel, Gideon.
基甸他说，主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？
And so Gideon says, but Lord, how can I save Israel?
他说，我的家在马拿西支派中是最贫穷的。
Because my clan is the weakest.In Manasseh.
他说我在我的父家是最微小的。
And I am the least in my own family.
但是耶和华对他说，我与你同在。
But the Lord answered, I will be with you.
弟兄姊妹，有神的同在，我们就能够做神要我们做的事情。
But as long as we have God with us, then we can do anything that He wants us to do.
我想神拣选基甸。
When God chose Gideon.
看见基甸说他觉得他是最微小的最贫穷的。
And Gideon regarded himself to be the least and the poorest of all.
我想这就是他站在一个蒙恩的光景。
I think that's why he was so blessed.
当我们觉得我们是无有的时候。
Whenever we felt that we had nothing to offer.
我们才能接受神做我们的万有。
And then that's the time we can recognize that God is our all.
神有一个旨意要基甸去打败这些米甸人。
God had this purpose. He wanted Gideon to strike down all the Midianites.
神告诉他说，你必要击打米甸人像击打一人一样。
And he said, you will strike down all the Midianites as one.
但是今天我们要来读一处的圣经节。
And today I'd like to read with you the passage here.
就是当基甸得到了这个使命。
That once Gideon received the order from the Lord.
要击打米甸人。
To strike Midianites.
要面对这么大米甸的大军。
To face this tremendous army of enemies.
但是很特别，神叫他先做一件事情。
But before all that happened, God asked Gideon to do this one thing.
叫他关乎他的父家。
It's the things regarding his father's house.
好像在对付这个大军，这个米甸的这个仇敌的之前呢，先要在他的家里面神能够作王掌权。
So the purpose that God should have first ran in his own household before he can use Gideon to deal with the enemy.
好，我们来读四世纪第六章二十五节到第三十二节。
The book of Judges chapter 6 verses 25 to 32.
今天我们就是集中在这一段的圣经里面。
And this morning I'd like to focus on this passage together with you.
那在这一次的夏令会中，恩尼弟兄呢，他也讲到基甸的故事。
And in the summer conference, our brother Ernie shared with us the story of Gideon.
我想我们也很熟悉四世纪第六七八章的圣经，也讲到基甸整个很完整的他的故事。
And in the 6th, 7th, and 8th chapters of the book of Judges, it talk about a complete story of Gideon.
那今天我们就集中在这一段。
However, this morning we will just focus on this particular passage.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
当那夜，耶和华吩咐基甸说，你取你父亲的牛来，就是那七岁的第二只牛，并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛旁的木偶，在这磐石上整整齐齐地为耶和华你的神筑一座坛，将第二只牛献在献为燔祭，用你所砍下的木偶做柴。基甸就从他仆人中挑了十个人，照着耶和华吩咐他的行了， 他因怕富家和本城的人不敢在白昼行这事，就在夜间行了。城里的人清早起来，见巴利的坛拆毁，坛旁的木偶砍下，第二只牛献在新筑的坛上，就彼此说，这事是谁做的呢？他们访查之后，就说这是约阿斯的儿子基甸做的。城里的人对约阿斯说，将你儿子交出来，好治死他，因为他拆毁了巴利的坛，砍下坛旁的木偶。约阿斯回答站着攻击他的众人说，你们是为巴利争论吗？你们要救他吗？谁为他争论，趁早将谁治死。巴利若果是神，有人拆他的坛，让他为自己争论吧。所以当日人称基甸为耶路巴利，意思说他拆毁巴利的坛，让巴利与他争论。所以我们刚刚讲到说，神要呼召基甸来打败米甸人。
We talk about how the Lord has called Gideon to defeat Midianites.
但是在当夜，神耶和华吩咐基甸说，叫他娶父亲的牛来。
But at that very night, the Lord said to him, "Take the second bull from your father's herd."
那这个牛呢是要来献祭的。
Because this bull will be offered to the Lord.
他要他拆毁他父亲为巴利所筑的坛。
And God said, "Tear down your father's altar to Baal."
所以我们看见说，基甸的父亲。
You see the father of Gideon.
这个他的父亲呢叫做约阿斯。
Joash.
那他在这里。看见说他竟然在迦南地，他怎么样盖了巴利的坛。
So we saw what happened is that father of Gideon Joash actually built an altar for this idol Baal.
他建造这个偶像。
And then build up the poles for the idol in the land of Canaan.
那这些看起来应该是很大的，所以呢基甸需要有十个仆人才能够把这个偶像来拆毁。
Apparently this whole establishment must be very big, so it took 10 servants of his to take it down.
当神要使用基甸的时候，
When God was about to use Gideon,
他要先到他父家那里来对付这件事情。
Gideon must first deal with things in his own father's house.
把偶像拆掉，
to tear down all the idols in the house.
拜偶像的坛给他拆掉，
tear down the altar which is used to worship idols.
要建立一个新的坛，
instead to build up a new altar,
在这个坛上来献祭，
and offer sacrifices on the new altar.
当我们看见在迦南地是充满了偶像之地，
when you look at the land of Canaan, it was a land filled with idol worship.
以色列百姓进到迦南，
and so when Israelites enter into Canaan,
结果他们也在那里拜偶像，
they end up worshiping those idols together with them.
这个叫神的心何等的伤痛，
and that really greatly grieved the heart of our God.
他们违背了神向他们的心意。
Because they have disobeyed the wonderful heart God had for them.
神在十诫里面一开始就讲不可拜别的神。
And the first thing in the Ten Commandments is do not worship any other God.
今天所有和仇敌的征战就是一个敬拜的征战。
And a lot of times all the spiritual warfare was nothing but warfare regarding worshiping.
在所有的敬拜的里面，我们看见仇敌在那里用各样的方式来夺人的心来敬拜他。
In all this battle you see enemy only have one purpose is to use all methods to captivate our heart to ask us to worship devil instead of God.
但是我们的神他是独一的真神。
But our God is the one and true God.
只有我们的神是充满了恩典和慈爱的。
Only our God is filled with love and loving kindness and grace.
他也是充满了公义和圣洁的神。
Also he is the GodOf holiness and righteousness.
这些以色列的百姓，他们一代一代的曾经看见过神何等奇妙大能的作为。
And for several generations, these Israelites witnessed the great work of God.
但是他们何等容易受仇敌的欺骗。
But they were so easily deceived by the enemy.
神今天要拯救他们。
And so God wants to save them.
要得着他们。
To obtain them.
但是神要基甸先把这些偶像给他除掉。
But the first thing they have to do is to deal with these idols in the backyard.
当我们想到说今天基甸第一个他要回到他父家的里面去。
So think about it. First thing Gideon had to do is to go back to the father's house.
我们想想这个图画，他的父家在那里是拜偶像的。
Imagine this picture. He had his father's house filled with idol worshiping events.
盖了这么大的偶像。
And they have built such a humongous place for the idol worship.
我想不是只是他的父亲在那里拜。
And I believe his father was not the only one who was worshiping there.
可能很多在这个城里面的人都来这边来拜这个偶像。
Maybe many neighbors, people dwelling in the same town were using that place to worship.
今天基甸他要遵行神的旨意。
But in order to obey the word of God,
他必须要把这个偶像给拆掉。
Gideon had to tear the whole thing down.
所以他必须面对他的父家。
So he had to deal with his fathers.
那里一定有遇到许许多多的压力。
And you can imagine the kind of pressure he encountered.
我们从下面的故事，我们看见这个城里的人。
And from the following verses, you can see people from the town.
他们可能是非常残忍的。
They could be somebody that had no mercy.
你做这件事情，他们可能把你抓来，把你给杀了。
Just because what he did, they intended to kill him.
所以他要遇见这样的一个压力。
Imagine the kind of pressure Gideon had to face.
但是我们看见基甸。他去执行神的旨意。
But we saw what happened. Gideon carried out exactly what God said.
他要把这个偶像除掉。
To tear down the altar for the idol.
那这么大的一个偶像。
And such a huge idol.
好像抓住了这些人的心啊。
Got hold of the hearts of people in the town.
但是神要释放他们。
But God intended to deliver these people.
我记得在好些年前。
I remember many years ago.
在我们当中有一个。从前是一贯道的堂主，后来信主了。
We used to have this lady among us. She used to be an idol worshipper of the religion called 一贯道。
后来我们在一个晚上到她家里面去。
And after she believed in the Lord, we went to her house one night.
她请我们去把那个偶像给除掉。
She asked the church to go to her house to take down all the idols in her house.
她在她房子的后面盖了好大一间。
She made this room a quite sizable room addition next to her house.
那是好多人会到那边去拜的。
Because many of her friends would go to that room to worship those idols.
她建了一个坛上放了好多的偶像。
She had this huge altar in her room and there are so many idols on top of the altar.
那告诉我们说这个是从哪里请来的，这是从哪里请来的。
And she would tell us in detail where she got this particular idol, where did she get the other particular idol.
啊，每一个都是很珍贵的。
Every idol cost a lot.
但是他信主了。
But after she believed in the Lord,
他告诉我们说，过去虽然他家有这么大的神坛呢。
She told us before I have this huge altar in the back of my house.
他又是一个堂主。
And I was also one of the in charge manager of this kind of altar.
但他说他每一次来到那个地方，他里面充满了惧怕。
But every time I enter into that room, my heart was filled with fear.
他所拜的这些偶像，叫他的心觉得害怕。
The idols that she worshipped caused fear in her heart.
他越害怕，可能就要再找一个新的再摆进来。
And the more fear she got, what happened is she would look for another idol to put in there.
人家告诉他说，你的这个坛的旁边啊，是你房子里面的厕所。
And some people even advised her, you know, next to the altar was your restroom.
他说这是太不敬虔了。
And that is so disrespectful.
你应该怎么样去改啊？怎么样做啊
？Therefore, you should remodel your home and change the position of the restroom.
感谢主那一天。我们来到那个地方。
That day when we went to her house,
我奉主耶稣基督的名。
And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
把这所有的偶像都除去。
And we take down all the idols in her house.
我记得那天我整个一个 van 啊，装的满满的都是这些偶像。
I remember all these idols and furnitures filled my entire van.
然后到了那天我开走的时候，已经超过晚上十二点了。
By the time we left her house, it was already after midnight.
哈利路亚，一面开车一面赞美主。
I was driving and praising the Lord at the same time.
奉主的名把这些偶像全部都除掉。
And in the name of the Lord, we have torn down all the idols in her house.
她家里面摆那个偶像的那个桌子啊。
And the table she used to place all the idols.
她说那张桌子就好多好多钱啊。
She said, you know, just this table alone cost me so much money.
我们有四个人来抬啊。
It took four of us to carry that table.
把它抬到外面去。
And to take the table outside her house.
但是感谢主，当我的姊妹她信主以后，她说她得了一个大的释放。
And our sister shared with us, after she believed in the Lord, she was so greatly relieved.
今天他可以随时来到神的面前。
Because now she can come to the true God anytime she wants.
他里面没有惧怕。
And there is no fear.
他说就在厕所里，他也可以享受到主的同在。
Because even in my own restroom, I can enjoy God's presence.
这是我们的主。
This is the kind of Lord we have.
在这里，神要基甸把他父家里面的偶像把他拆掉。
Here God says, tear down all the idol worshipping altar.
献祭给偶像的那个坛，把它拆掉。
Take down the altar.
今天这是一个属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare we're talking about.
当我们在读的时候，不是基甸发生的一个事情。
When we're reading this passage, we don't just regard it. This is the story of Gideon.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见这是一个非常真实属灵的征战。
Instead, we shall realize this is a very real spiritual battle.
每一次我们遇见属灵的征战，我们看见一个是敬拜的一个争夺。
And many times when we encounter spiritual battles, we have realized this is a fight regarding worshiping.
仇敌用各样的方法要得着人向他的敬拜。
Satan tried every way to steal the worship to them.
他可以用万国的荣华来吸引人。
They can draw close with all the fame and wealth of this world.
他可以用各样属地的能力来吸引人。
Or the power and talents we can have in this world.
他常也可以用许多的惧怕叫人来到他的面前。
Or causes to fear or forces to come to him.
但是神要把这所有的偶像除掉。
But God wants to deal with all these idols.
所以我们看见在这边有拆毁也有建造。
Therefore we see not only just tearing down, but also something new will be established.
所有这个巴利的偶像必须要被拆毁。
And all the idols worshiping Baal need to be taken down.
然后要建立一个新的坛。
And a new altar has to be made.
要在上面能够献上真的满足神的祭物。
So true satisfying sacrifices can be offered up there to God.
到底这些偶像的意义是什么？
So what is the meaning of these idols?
我想今天我们不是外面会去拜一个偶像。
I'm not saying we probably will go out and worship an idol outwardly.
但是常常有许多的事情在我们的里面，它占着一个很重要的地位。
But the problem is many times there are things in this life that occupy our heart.To an utmost position.
很可能在神的面前，这就成了我们里面的偶像。
And that may have become an idol in the eyes of God.
那这些偶像就霸占了我们的心。
And these idols have occupied our hearts.
圣经告诉我们说，以别的代替耶和华的。
And Bible has told us, if you replace anything with God, if you let anything take the place of God.
圣经有中文是讲以别神代替耶和华的。
If you let any other gods to take the place of God,
在他原来的意思是说以别的代替耶和华的。
Which means if you let anything to take the place of God,
他们的愁苦就必加增。
And their sorrow will for sure increase.
的确，今天若是我们的里面神他没有办法得着一个。最高的地位。
Indeed, if God cannot have the first place in our hearts,
我们里面有许多的愁苦。
Then we will for sure have a lot of sorrows.
我们里面有许多的捆绑。
And a lot of bondages.
我们里面没有办法有那个喜乐和平安。
We cannot have the true peace and joy.
弟兄姊妹，多少次，也许我们也祷告主啊，把你的那个平安喜乐赐给我们。
Yes, many, many times we pray, Lord, give me your peace and joy.
主啊，你就是我们的自由。
Oh Lord, you are my freedom.
你是我的释放。
You are my deliverance.
但是 and 到了后来，你发现说，为什么我里面还是有一个愁苦？
But you realize you still have this bitterness or sorrow.
为什么还是有好多的捆绑？
How come I'm still under so many bondages?
当圣灵在我里面做最深的工作。
Only when the Holy Spirit comes and search deep within us.
突然你发现说，原来我里面有一些地方是我不愿意让主能够进来的。
And then we suddenly realize, yes, I have reserved so many spaces for myself, not for the Lord.
是我那样宝贵的。
And these are the things that I treasure very much.
神要光照我们，看见说，原来这个是我们里面的偶像。
And God wants to enlighten us and point out to us that is the idol you have.
当我们把什么东西放在比神还高的地位上
，Whenever we regard other things higher than our God,
这个可能就成了我们的偶像。
That thing can possibly become our idol.
神要我们把这些都除掉。
And God said, tear them down.
从我们的里面，从我们的最深处
，From the depth of our heart, get rid of these things.
让我们的主他能够居首位。
And let God be first in our life.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌讲到摔碎众偶像。
And like the hymn we said earlier, crushing all idols.
并欢然加冠。
And crown him joyfully.
哦，我们的主为千万人中之第一人。
For he is the fairest of 10,000 to us.
弟兄姊妹，主在我们的里面，在你的里面，他是不是第一人？
Therefore, brothers and sisters, is our God first in your heart?
他是不是能够居首位？
Is he sitting on the first position?
那天我们看见基甸他面对这么大的压力。
And that day Gideon faced such a tremendous pressure.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他去把这个偶像给拆毁。
He went and tear down the entire thing.
我们看见他的父亲这位 约阿斯
And you see his father Joash
我们看见这个人呢他原本建造了这么大的偶像
Look at this guy Originally he built this humongous place for the idol
可能在他这个家的地方有很多很多人都来拜这个偶像
And imagine many neighbors and friends came to worship at his place
那一天他的儿子起来把这个偶像给除掉了
got up and tore it down
我相信基甸所做的事情
and I believe what Gideon did
对他的父亲有一个很大的震撼
and was a shocking impact on his own father
今天我们说我们的父家我们的家
when we talk about our father's house my house
圣经告诉我们说当信主耶稣你和你一家都必得救
Bible has promised believing the Lord you and your household will be saved
救恩要临到一个家
because God intends for salvation to come upon the entire house
我们要为我们的家来祷告
but we need to pray for our own household
我们要为我们的家起来征战
we need to get up and fight for our own household
当我们愿意很绝对的站在主的这一边
when we are willing to be very absolute on the Lord's side
神会做非常奇妙的工作
God will do something marvelous
那天我们看见这个约阿斯他好像有了一个非常大的改变
and you can see the change on his father Joash that day
呀，这个偶像是他造的
because he was the guy who built the whole thing for the idol
在这个偶像面前还有一个坛的献祭的
and he had this huge altar for worshipping idol
当然我们不晓得说他到底多长在那里献祭
I don't know how often does this father offer making offerings there
但是他的父亲是一个这样的一个拜偶像的人
But you could tell he was a man that worshipped Baal
当这些这个偶像被除掉以后
But after the idols were down
城里的人对约阿斯说将你的儿子交出来
And people in the town says give us your son bring out your son
好致死他
He must die
因为他拆毁了巴利的坛
Because he has broken down Baal's altar
砍下坛旁的木偶
and cut down the Asherah pole beside it
在第三十一节我们看见这个约阿斯他是怎么回答这些攻击要来攻击他儿子的众人
Joash replied to the hostile crowd
他说你们是为巴利争论吗
So are you going to plead Baal's cause
你们要救他吗
Are you trying to save him
哎，我们想一想这个巴利是他所建的偶像是他所敬拜的。
Think about this Baal was built by Joash. He used to worship Baal.
今天他在这边问这些众人。
But now he's questioning the crowd.
你们是要来为巴利争论吗
？Are you here to plead for him？
你们要来救他吗
？Are you here to save the guy？
谁为他争论
？Whoever fights for him，
趁早将他致死。
Shall be put to death by morning。
他说：巴利若果是神，有人拆毁他的坛，让他为自己争论吧。
If Baal really is God, he can defend himself when someone breaks down his altar。
好像他突然醒了过来。
You can see this guy suddenly woke up。
可能这么多年，他就觉得巴利好像是真的神。
Because for years he thought Baal was the real God。
所以他在那里造偶像，在那里造坛，在那里敬拜。
That's why he built the altar for him, built the idols, the whole thing for him。
但是今天这个偶像被拆掉了
But now this whole establishment has been taken down
这个坛拆了
The altar has been torn down
他说巴利他是可以为他自己来争论
He said Baal could just defend for himself
如果他真的是神的话
If he is real
但是显然在这边显出来巴利不是神
But apparently Baal was not the real God
只有耶和华才是真神
Only the Lord was the real God
今天我们看见整个世界来讲有许许多多的世人事物在那里吸引人得着人的敬拜
There are so many things and people in this world try to draw us close and worship them
很多的年轻人你看见他们有许多的偶像许多的明星
Look at the young people they have so many people stars or celebrity whom they worship
或者是一些唱歌的成为他们的偶像
Or singers these characters have become their idols
也有很多人他们对这些球员成为他们的偶像
Some people worship famous athletes
但是呢当他一场球没踢好了以后呢马上遭到了好多好多的攻击
But if a famous athlete is defeating certain sport games and he will be despised by many of his fans
这些偶像今天可以是偶像明天可能就破灭了
Therefore these idols are not forever They can be idols today but they can be taken down tomorrow
今天人这样的崇拜他
Today they may be worshipped by so many people
下一次可能觉得说这个人长 吃得太胖了。
But before long, you can, this person can be criticized because he has gained too much weight.
但是今天只有我们的神，他是真神。
But only our God is true God.
可是我们常常在这个过程的里面，多么的容易受到搅扰。
But very easily we are so confused.
多么的容易受到各样属世界的吸引。
We are so easily be drawn by things in this world.
我们求主拯救我们。
Oh, we pray the Lord will deliver us.
当我们祷告求我们的神打败那个米甸的大军。
When we pray, Lord, come and defeat our enemies, Midianites.
我们神他是这样的应许说，你一定要会打败这个米甸的大军。
And then the Lord has promised that He will defeat them.
如同击打一人一样。
And you will smite them just like smiting one.
但是你先从你的里面，从你的家里面，从你的富家中，把所有的偶像必须除去。
But first of all, take down all the idols.From your house.
今天到底我们里面还有没有很多的偶像？
Now the question is, do we still have a lot of idols in our heart?
还有没有很多是别的来代替耶和华的呢？
Is there any other things that are taking the place of our God in our heart?
今天所有的征战可能开始先从我们里面。
Therefore, the battlefield is usually our heart at first.
从我们的家庭中。
It started from our own house.
最近有一个姊妹告诉我，她和她的弟兄。
A sister shared with me, she and her husband starting this lifestyle to have family altar.
呀，当我听见的时候，真的很为他们高兴。
And I was so happy for them.
过去他们家庭里面也充满了各样的问题。
Because there are many issues and problems in their marriage.
他们夫妻之间也充满了各样的问题。
And there are many problems in their relationship as well.
但是当他们愿意一起来到神的面前。
But when they were willing to come to God,Together.
让神在他们的当中来居首位
and to allow God to be first in their family
他们愿意把时间分别出来说好我们这段时间一起来祷告
they were willing to set aside a time and determine that yes we'll use this time to pray together
所以我们看见说神开始做工在他们的身上
and then we witness how God is working in their life
开始能够掌权在这个家里
how God is gradually taking control in that family
今天不是所有的问题都已经没有了
I'm not saying they have no problems anymore.
但是当他们遇见问题的时候，可以一起祷告。
But when they encounter difficulties or problems, they can pray together.
可以一起倚靠。
They can trust God together.
啊，一起交通。
And they can fellowship with each other.
我看见说，这是一个蒙福的家庭。
And that is a blessed house.
神可以把他的工作做在他们身上。
That is a place where God can work.
弟兄姊妹，神要得着我们，不但在我们个人的身上。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, God doesn't just want to obtain us individually.
他在我们个人身上要有得着祭坛的生活。
Yes, individually, He wants us to have true altar life.
在我们的家的里面更要得着祭坛的生活。
But He desires even more in your own house that He will have an altar for Him.
叫我们的主他能够得着他的王权。
So that He can really rule and hold His kingship in your house.
他能够居首位。
He can be regarded first in your house.
我们刚刚讲到说所有属灵的征战关键点在于一个敬拜的争夺
As I shared earlier the key point in spiritual battle is usually the worshiping
到底神他是不是得着我们真实完全的敬拜
Whether God truly receive our genuine worship
我们要认识只有他是独一的真神
Do we truly acknowledge that he is the one and the true God
当我们认识只有他是独一的真神
If we really know that he is the one and only God
所有其他的在我们里面好像一下子就失去了它的颜色
And everything else will lose its color right away
那天这个约阿斯对他来讲有一个很大的改变
And to Joash that day he experienced a great change
从前他是拜偶像的
He used to be an idol worshipper
从前他好像不认识这位神的
Before he didn't know this true God very well
但是因着他的儿子
But because of his son
我想他认识了只有耶和华是独一的真神
He finally realized only God is true God
这个巴利他们拜了不晓得拜了多久
I don't know how long they have worshipped this Baal God
他却不能救他的自己
However Baal couldn't even save himself
他却不能为他自己来争论
He could even defend himself
今天只有耶和华是独一的真神
But only the Lord is the one and true God
但是我们说今天有那么多的偶像在世界上充斥
But we may say, you know, there are so many idols in this world
在人的里面有多少的偶像
And there are so many idols in our hearts
但是怎么样让这些偶像能够除掉呢？
How do I take these idols down?
所以刚刚讲的唱的那首诗歌只有无价至宝的一线。
Like the hymn we sang earlier, it only takes the appearing of the precious treasure.
就是那个至宝在我里面一显现的时候，
The indwelling treasure appears.
啊，好自然，所有其他的都脱落了。
When the Lord appears in your heart, very naturally, all these idols are torn.
约翰一书二章十六节告诉我们，
In 1 John,
他讲到说，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
It talks about the lust of our eyes, the lust of our flesh, and our pride.
这三方面，也就是当人被创造以后受到的试探，也就是这个三个方面。
You know, all the temptation we encounter after Adam has fallen does not fall outside of these three things.
当主耶稣他出来要公开服事之前，第一个受到撒旦的试探。
When Jesus started his ministry on earth, he was tempted by Satan.
也就是这三个方面。
And the temptation fell right into these three categories.
但是我们看见主怎么样胜过了所有的试探。
And we knew how the Lord overcame those temptations.
他还是站在人的地位上。
He was a man just like us.
站在人的地位上，他胜过了仇敌。
And he overcame as a man.
当仇敌在那里试探主，
And when enemy tried to tempt Jesus,
我们看见肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，
And the lust of eyes, lust of flesh, and the pride of this life.
仇敌也在那里要用一切的方法要来夺得敬拜。
And you could tell Satan tried to steal the worship right then.
当主说当拜主你的神。
But our Jesus replied by saying, only worship your God.
哦，主耶稣用神的话打败了仇敌。
And with God's words, Jesus defeated the enemy's temptation.
我们的心感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
今天主在我们的里面。
Because he now lives inside of us.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
他就是那个无价的至宝。
He is that priceless treasure.
这个宝贝已经在瓦器里。
We know the treasure is now being placed in us, the earthen vessel.
但是这个宝贝在我里面要能够显大出来。
However, we have to let this treasure shine and magnify.
是我们在夏令会里面曾经和弟兄姊妹交通到，今天主耶稣他就是那公义的日头。
And we share with brothers and sisters in the conference how Jesus is the righteous sun.
他的光线带着医治的能力。
And even his wings have the power to heal.
主他就是真光。
Because Jesus he himself is the true light.
主耶稣在哪里就把黑暗除去。
Wherever Jesus is, darkness is gone.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们里面常常有重重的幔子。
But the problem with us is there are so many veils in our heart.
我们不让这个光照在我们里面的深处。
These veils block the shining of the sun.
也许我们只有一小间是说主你可以进来的。
Maybe we have only reserved a little space of the Lord. Your light can shine to this part.
还有好多好多的保留。
But there are so many reservations on our part.
是主不能去碰的。
And there are so many places that God is not allowed to touch.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我想主早上他仍然在这里呼召我们。
And I believe the Lord is still calling us.
叫我们看见他要进到我们的里面。
He wants us to see that he wants to come into our heart.
他是这位创造的主。
He is the Lord that created all.
他也是这位为我们舍命的主。
And he is also the Lord who laid down his life for us.
他来为我们舍了一切。
He came and given up all he had for us.
为了要得着我们完全的归给他。
So that he can have us completely too.
我们今天若是让主进到我们里面。
So if we allow the Lord to enter in our heart,
让他来掌权。
Let him reign in our heart.
这个无价至宝的一线。
Let that priceless treasure appear.
那么自然就让属地的吸引都脱落了。
And very naturally, we can let go of all the things and attractions from the world.
最近有一个弟兄他跟我交通。
Recently, a Christian brother shared with me.
他说他曾经也经历过胜过这个肉体的情欲。
He said, yeah, I had experience about overcoming the lust of my flesh.
他也曾经经历过这个征战，而且胜过眼目的情欲。
And also, he had overcome the lust from our eyes.
那他讲到说啊，今天遇见了今生的骄傲。
But the problem he fights the most is the pride in this life.
他说，弟兄啊，为我祷告。
He said, brother, please pray for me.
说阿们。
I say amen.
这是我们永远要彼此带到的。
And this is something we will always pray for one another for.
他里面有一个警醒。
He was very alertful.
他说天天在主面前祷告。
He said daily he prayed to the Lord.
不要让这个今生的骄傲。
And do not let the pride he had in his life to become a bondage in him.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们在生命里面，在很深的地方。
Many times deep down in your heart.
你今天以为你已经胜过了。
You thought you have overcome it today.
你今天可能以为说所有的偶像在我里面都已经除掉了。
And you thought you have taken down all the altars and idol worships in your heart.
那当一个事情来到。
But when you encounter a situation.
一个人的荣耀。
Or the things regarding the glory.Of a man,
人的高举
or regarding the exaltation of a man,
好像里面又发现说，原来还有一个今生的骄傲
and then you suddenly realize I still have that pride deep within me.
啊，圣灵还要做深的工作
therefore Holy Spirit will continue to dig,
要把那个除掉
to take it out,
摔碎众偶像
crush all idols,
并欢然加冠
and joyfully crown the Lord to be the king.
我们的主乃是千万人中之第一人
because he is the fairest of 10,000.
经过我们一生的年日
it's going to be through all the days of our life.
也许我们一直在发现说原来我里面还有这么多
They will continuously realize I still have so many deep within me
需要圣灵继续的做工
And it needs to be taken out and take the work of the Holy Spirit
把我们破碎
I need to be crushed
把我们里面真的是最深之处的那个偶像来除掉
To remove the idols I bury deep down in my heart
的确每一次当我们来到主的面前被圣灵光照
Every time when we come to the Lord when His light shines
哦，我们说主啊怜悯我们
Would the Lord have mercy on me
除掉我们里面一切的偶像
Remove all the idols in my heart
有这么多我们觉得好像比神还要重要的
Because there are so many things we regard more important than our God
但是当神开我们的眼
But when God opens our heart,
我们真的看见我们的生命气息都是主所给的。
We realize even the breath of my life is given by my God.
今天所有肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
All the lust for my eyes, for my flesh, and my pride.
好像抓住我们的不过是暂时的。
And all these things that are getting our attention is all temporary.
不过是必朽坏的。
They're all gonna be decaying one day.
不过是虚晃的。
It actually is nothing but false.
但是确实抓住了多少人的心。
However, we have allowed these things to captivate our hearts for a long time.
这些成了人的偶像。
These things have become our idols.
求主释放我们。
Lord, deliver us out of those.
求主开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes, see that.
是的，的确有更大的征战我们要面对。
Yes, we shall face a greater warfare
当主耶稣要再来之前
before Jesus returns
夜最深的时候
and that is the darkest time at night
有许许多多猛烈的征战
and it's going to be many many severe battles
是的我们的主他要得着我们胜过仇敌
yes the Lord wants to use us to overcome the enemy
他要得着那些见证人
he wants to obtain for himself a group of true witnesses
羔羊的同伴
the companions of the lamb
与他站在树林的高峰
because these people will stand with him on the heights of the spirit
与他一同得胜一同掌权
and overcome together win the victory together and rule together
当我们看见后来基甸如何和三百人胜过了米甸的大军
we saw how later on with only 300 people Gideon could overcome the enormous number of enemies
有这么多的大军
and there were so many enemies out there
骆驼多如海边的沙一样
and the number of the camels was like the number of the sands on the seashore
但是神得着基甸和他三百个勇士
and God only had Gideon and 300 men
他们胜过了仇敌一切的权势
they were able to overcome all the power of their enemies
神能够做这样的事情
God is able to do something like that
但是神先要得着基甸
But God wants to first obtain Gideon
叫他除掉富家里面所有的偶像
He has to first take down all the idols in his father's house
今天神先要来到我们的里面
In the same way God must first enter into our heart today
在我们自己的身上
And on each one of us
在我们的家庭的里面
In our own house
要把这些偶像都除掉
Tear down all the idols
摔碎众偶像
Oh, crush all idols
并欢然加冠
And crown him with great joy
唯有耶稣基督他是千万人中之第一
人 Acknowledging that only Jesus is the fairest of 10,000
那这首诗歌实在是非常的有意思
And this hymn is really interesting
他在这边讲到一件事情
And he talk about one thing here
有谁愿熄灭他的灯光
In verse 5 says Who extinguishes their taper
若非早晨的日已在望
Still They held the rising sun.
有谁愿意收藏他的寒衣？
Who discards the garb of winter?
若非炎夏的风已兴起。
Till the summer has begun.
有一个故事讲到风和太阳两个人在比赛。
And there was this story talking about the sun and the wind try to compete.
说怎么样能够让一个人他的大衣能够脱掉？
They were competing how they can cause the man to take off his coat.
风觉得说，我只要猛力的吹，就把他的衣服给吹掉。
Wind thought it was very easy, just I would blow really hard on the guy, and he would eventually lose his coat.
结果风呢越吹的大。
But the problem is the bigger it blows.
这个人把衣服呢包得越紧。
The tighter the guy hold on to his coat.
越是不能松啊。
And he couldn't let go of his coat.
然后风踹了试了半天，结果他最后说：“好，我放弃了。”
And after the wind tried for a while, he gave up. He said, okay, I'm done.
那太阳呢非常的简单。
And to the sun, it was quite easy.
他就让他的温暖照在这个人身上。
He just shined upon this guy, his warmth.
当这个人觉得好热。
And when this man felt pretty warm,
他很自然就把这个大衣给脱了。
Naturally, he would take off his coat.
我想这个预言的故事其实就是讲到说，今天只要主在我们的里面。
And the meaning of this story,It's telling us that as long as the Lord is inside of us,
只要这个无价之宝的一现，
as long as this priceless treasure appears,
好像那么的自然，我们就脱下所有属地的吸引。
It will be so natural for us to let go all the attraction in this world.
有的时候，当我们在管教孩子，
sometimes when we discipline children,
我觉得也很难。
I thought it was kind of hard.
好像在家里就做一个警察。
It's like try to be a policeman in the house.
这个不能做，这个不能做。
You're giving all these orders not to do this, not to do that.
这个不该看，那个不能碰。
Not to watch this, not to touch that.
今天很多的时候，好像我们就是这样的一个情形。
And I think that's like our condition today.
但是神若是在我们的心里面，好像那无价之宝的一线。
But if the Lord is like the priceless treasure appearing in our heart,
啊，我们真的为孩子们祷告。
Then we will pray for our children.
主啊，你向他显现。
Lord, please appear to them.
你向他显现。
Appear to them.
好，当他真的遇见你的时候。
Only when they truly see how beautiful you are.
他就会脱下所有属地的吸引。
Then they will be willing to let go all of these earthly attractions.
前一阵子，当我们听见那位年轻的弟兄杰森马他所传讲的信息。
And not too long ago, we listened to this young preacher Jason Ma speaking.
那这个年轻人他曾经是偷东西的。
And he was a guy who steal.
他在里面世界对他来讲有这么大的吸引力。
The world has this tremendous attraction to him.
他参加帮派，他做各样的事情。
He joined gang and he did all these wrong things.
我想若是人只是告诉他说，哎，你这个是不对的，你这是不能做的，那个不能做的。
If man only tell him that this is the wrong thing, you should not do it,
没有什么太大的用处。
It probably won't help him too much.
但是当主在他里面向他显现，
But only when the Lord Jesus appeared to him from his heart,
哦，他整个人有一个这么大奇妙的改变。
He was totally changed.
他可以带着两包他所偷的东西到警察局去。
He actually turned himself in bygrabbing two huge bags of things he stole.
承认说这是我偷的。
Acknowledge to, confessing to the policeman, I stole these things.
那他里面真的是遇见了主。
It's because he met with the Lord from his heart.
过去为什么要偷这些东西？
Why did he bother to steal in the past?
因为他要这些东西。
Because he wanted these things.
他喜欢这些东西。
He liked those things.
这些成为他的财富。
And these were his wealth.
但是今天他带着这些来到警察局说，这是我偷的。
But bring all these things, he turned himself to the police and says, I stole these things.
这些都不重要了。
These are not important anymore.
他都遇见主了。
Because I have met with the Lord.
今天就算他需要被关起来，这也不重要。
And even if he would be sentenced in the prison, he regarded that not important.
他遇见了主。
Because he had encountered the treasure Lord.
无价之宝的
血。 That priceless treasure.
哦，叫他脱下所有属地的吸引。
So he was able to let go all the things that have earned his heart before.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神他要使用我们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in order for God to use us,
他要呼召我们进入战场。
And he's calling us to enter into the battlefield.
叫我们和他同工。
He wants us to become his co-worker.
叫我们与他一同掌权。
And to reign together in his kingship.
但是今天他先要进到我们的里面。
He must first enter into our heart.
除去我们里面一切的偶像。
Take down all the idols that's deep within us.
让他能够居首位。
So that he can become first.
我想我们没有办法一一的来讲说啊，到底哪一些事情可能是你我们的偶像。
I don't think I can detail all the possible idols in our life.
因为我们遇见主的时候，我们就知道了。
But when we meet with the Lord, we will know what was our idol.
需要我们让无价之宝在我们面前显现。
Therefore, we need to let the treasure appear.
我们就要来到主的面前。
What we can do is to come to our God.
啊，主，我在这里。
And say, Lord, here I am.
主，你来，你来充满我们的心。
Oh, Lord, come and fill my heart.
很多时候开始那个光也不过就是一点点。
Initially, the light may be very dim.
但是什么时候光一出来
？But whenever the light shines,
无论是多大
，It doesn't matter how big or how dim it is.
就会把黑暗出去。
It will cast away the darkness.
当真光照耀
，When the true light shines,
就把所有主以外的事情都要对付掉。
And all the things that's not of the Lord will be dealt with.
求主这些日子常吸引我们。
Oh, we pray the Lord will draw us closer these days.
我们的灵起飞。与他会过
and has we not heard of him and seen him and known him?
我们的心有没有被他所夺
and has our heart been captivated?
啊，我们求圣灵早间再来遇见我们
we pray the Holy Spirit come and meet with us.
我们来唱诗歌第302首
I sing hymn 302.
你的灵起飞与他会过
has thou heard him, seen him, known him?
你的心曾否被他所夺
is not thine a captured heart?
是否认他为人中第一人
as the fairest of thousands on him
欢喜拣选那上好的福分
joyful choose the better part
请姊妹为我们弹一句我们就开始唱哦、oh, 你的灵起飞与他会过你的心曾否被他所动是否认他为人中的一人欢喜拣选那上好福分你是千万人中之第一人哦、oh, 求你开我眼冰冻我心摔碎中偶像兵患难加冠你为千万人中之敌人 我们在主面前先有一点的祷告
Let us pray together first
主早先求你真的是开我们的眼睛
Lord, we pray you come and open our eyes.
也求主来夺我们的心
and come and capture our hearts.
哦主我们里面有多少的偶像
Oh Lord you know there are so many idols
多少时候主你在我们心里面没有居首位
and many times you're not first in our hearts.
主早上圣灵来光照我们
we pray the Holy Spirit come and enlighten our hearts.
主啊求你除去我们里面一切的偶像
Oh Lord we pray that you will take down all the idols
除去我们家里面一切的偶像
Take down all the idols in our house
愿你来居首位
May you be first in our house
Oh 愿你是千万人中之第一人
May you be the fairest of thousands to us
Hallelujah 早上主你得着你的王权在我们的中间
Oh Lord reign with your kingship among us
谢谢主
We thank you Jesus、
oh, 进入我们最深之处
Come and search in the depths of our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we need you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们再把这首诗歌唱一次。
Let's sing this hymn one more time.
若你唱到哪一节
If when you sing to a certain verse,
你的心被摸到
you feel that you're touched.
你愿意摔下众偶像
and you are willing to let go of the idols
冠他为千万人中之第一人
and crown the Lord Jesus as first of 10,000
当你里面有这样的感动的时候
When you feel that way,
你唱到那一节你可以站起来
When you sing to that particular verse, you can stand up and sing it
我们从第一节来唱
Sing from the beginning
你的脸是非他会过你的心怎否被
他所动，是否让他为人中的人欢喜拣选那上头福分？你是全我眼中之地人，哦，求你开我眼，明了我心，算谁中偶像，并患难加光。